Manhood, it can feel complicated. There's all this stuff you're just supposed to know. But what if you don't?
I could use a starting point. You know, one thing to improve my workout or complete a do-it-yourself project.
When it comes to the biggest questions in life, it'd be nice to have actual answers from real experts. So we went out and found some.
My name is Cameron.
And I'm Andy. And this is Man Skills. Nothing makes you feel more like a man than building a fire, sleeping under the stars, and pooping in the woods. But if camping isn't something you've done, it can be intimidating. All the gear, all the companies, where do you even start? Today, the founding pastor of Crossroads Church and co-founder of Man Camp, a weekend camping experience for guys of all skill levels, sets us off in the right direction with the one thing we need to know about camping.
Well, Andy, today we have a guest with us, Brian Tome. Yeah. Senior pastor at Crossroads Church, like you mentioned. Brian, I follow you on social media, and I know you just got back from a pretty awesome adventure camping trip. Can you tell us about that and what you learned?
Wow, yes, I did. Just got back from New Zealand.
Man.
It was great.
Land of the Rings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, Jurassic Park. We found these off-road vehicles we could rent that have rooftop tents on them.
Oh, man.
And it was great. We rented them, actually. They weren't cheap, but a lot cheaper than renting a car or tour bus and a hotel every single night.
Right.
That's true. And we were there for 2 weeks, and we only went to a restaurant 3 nights.
Wow.
The rest of them was dehydrated food or cooking on the back of the vehicles. And it was great, man. We camped the whole thing. We saw things we wouldn't have seen otherwise. Mm. It was more affordable. We bonded with our friends. It was truly remarkable. One thing I would say, so though, before someone goes, oh, man, I need to get to New Zealand. First thing I'd say is, until you've exhausted the American West, don't go to New Zealand.
Mm.
95% of everything you're going to see in New Zealand, you're going to see in the American West, and you don't have to fly 20 hours to get there.
Wow.
And you don't have to you don't have to have the exorbitant rates of things in New Zealand. It's expensive there. They don't make anything there virtually, so everything is shipped in. It's very, very expensive.
Brian, how many nights a year would you say that you camp?
Last year I camped, I think it was at least 30. It was at least 30 nights I did last year.
Sheesh.
Which is a shock because I was always the guy who said, oh, camping, I'll tell you what camping is. Camping to me is in a Holiday Inn when the Wi-Fi is out or something. I hear people crack those jokes all the time, and I just go, you're not original at all. We all said that. I was someone who said that, and you're wrong. And you're just wrong. If you don't like to camp, you've not done it right. You've not tried it. You've not done it right. It can be done if you have the right attitude and you have the right skill set.
All right, let's get right to the big question. I know part of the allure of camping is the challenge. But honestly, if you have a sucky experience, you probably won't do it again. Knowing that, what is the one thing I need to know about making camping a great experience?
Camping is all about the gear.
Hmm.
It's all about the gear. If you had a bad camping experience, then you had the wrong gear. Hmm. And normally that means you got to spend a lot of money. You don't have to spend a lot of money to go camping. You can. You can really be, as we know in my industry, a gear whore. You can.
There's plenty of those.
There is. Yeah. There's always a new piece of gear to buy. And if you can afford it, that's great. That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's really knowing in what areas you may need to make sure that you have the right gear in.
Yeah. I would say the best purchase I've ever made towards my camping gear is my sleeping bag. And I almost lost my mind when I had to pay for it. I paid $230 for a sleeping bag. It's a big Agnes sleeping bag, and it's long and wide.
So you're already on. I was thinking about this. If there's two things I'm going to tell people to get.
Yeah.
That's one of them, and you already beat me to the punch. Tell everybody, Andy, why is it if you don't have a sleeping bag, and even if you have a sleeping bag, you've never liked to camp, why is it that you would buy Big Agnes? And by the way, Big Agnes, if you hear this, you should be spending money to pay us for what we're going to do, say, in the next 10 minutes.
Yes,
is that the sleeping bag you should have?
Well, it's the best freaking sleeping experience I've ever had outside. That's the first thing. But the other thing is they back their products. So, like, if I ever get a hole in it or anything, they're going to fix it. Is that what you're getting at?
It is not.
Okay.
Actually, you are wrong. You are dead wrong.
Oh,
my gosh. This is part of why maybe every camper's experience is unique. You didn't mention the reason why I'm a big Agnes guy.
Let's hear it.
Getting a night's sleep is the most important thing in camping. If you can't get a good night's sleep, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I never got a good night's sleep, I kept rolling off the pad.
Yeah.
I kept rolling off the pad. And every time you roll off the pad, you wake up, you got to scooch. How do I scooch myself back on the pad?
Yeah.
So Big Agnes has a sleeve in the bottom of the sleeping bag. The pad goes in the sleeve. You never roll off the freaking pad.
Wow.
Never. Never. You never wake up because of that.
Yeah.
Now, do you not use that system?
No, I'll be honest. I'm spoiled rotten by that sleeve because I've never had that experience of rolling off the pad.
Wow. Okay.
So I wouldn't know that.
So you wouldn't know. Okay. Interesting. So,
but you are absolutely right. It is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'll never roll off the pad.
Brian, putting you on the spot here for a second, talking about gear and all the gadgets out there. There's a lot of camping gear. What are the five essential things you need for camping outside of a great sleeping bag and a nice tent?
Boy, these are going to be off the top of my head. I hadn't thought about this, but I've had people ask this, not narrow down to five. So this isn't necessarily in this order, but you need a knife. You need some sort of multifunction knife. Helps you eat things, cut things, saw things, open things with an opener on it. Some kind of multifunction knife. Another piece of gear is a jet boil. You need a
Man,
jet boil.
Amen.
Yeah.
Changed my life.
Totally.
Yeah.
You need a jet boil. Jet boils boil water as if it's a jet engine. That's why it's called a jet boil. And the reason why that's big is you can make dehydrated coffee in the morning in a minute. You can have great coffee in the morning in a minute.
Coffee in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You can boil water and pour it in dehydrated food. And if you haven't had dehydrated food, you would be shocked. There's a lot of dehydrated food, Mountain House and such, where if you came over to my house and I made dehydrated food with my jet boil and I put it on a plate and you didn't know it, you would think I cooked you a great meal. Am I right?
I know what your favorite Mountain House is. Will you tell everybody else what your favorite Mountain House meal is?
Chili Mac.
That's right.
Mountain House Chili Mac. Man. Chili Mac with beef. Oh, it's great.
That sounds great.
So a great sleeping bag. We talked about a multi-tool, a jet boil. The other thing is a chair. Mm. Chair is very, very critical. Think about when you think about camping, the two most important things I think that are going to happen, even beyond eating, you can go 24 hours without eating and you'll survive. Mm. But what you have to have is you have to have a good night's sleep. So there's the sleeping bag. Tent, doesn't matter what tent. I mean, it does matter. My first tent was cheap, and after using it a while, I finally got caught in a windstorm with it, and it pancaked on me. That's a whole other story that I'll tell you about. But 99% of every night, you're going to be fine with a cheap tent, but you need to have a good bag and sleeping pad. Another one, after sleeping, is you're going to spend a lot of time on fire, so you have to have a chair that you want to sit in for hours. And then I think the final one I would say, there's other things you need, of course. I mean, you need a spork to be able to eat with. I don't take silverware. I use a spork set, but you need something to eat with. So there's other things. But the other one that people might not think of is really big is a headlamp.
Oh, yeah.
My first camping experience, I didn't have one. And I'm trying to bug everyone else for theirs. They're like, get your own.
Right. Yeah. You need a thing that goes on your head and you turn on. This, again, is a place. You can buy a real expensive one. I've got an expensive one. It's a Black Diamond. You can also go in Walmart and get the Energizer one for $8 or whatever it is, and it works your fine. But something that goes on your head, you can illuminate, and you can see your cup when you pick it up. You can set your tent up in the dark if you have to. You can get to your tent after having a couple drinks without killing yourself or tripping on a cord because you can see yourself. So those are the essentials.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got a couple questions for you, Brian, but before we get there, one thing I want to cover is man camp. So can you tell us a little bit more about man camp? Specifically, what is the hope for that weekend? And why is camping a part of the prescription for what you're hoping happens with guys at man camp?
The hope for man camp is that people connect. Actually, that's the hope for every camping experience. Mm-hmm. I regret that my family didn't take up camping when we were younger because it's an amazing way to connect. People have jobs. Finding firewood, there's a unity there. You sit around and you talk to each other instead of looking at your device. I wish my family had gotten into that earlier. We're all into it now. I wish we would have done it earlier. A man camp comes out of that. We are very divided in our country. We don't talk to one another. We spend time on our devices. Well, when you get to man camp, you get around a circle full of people who are different than you, people who have different lives and different experiences, and you actually talk. You open up things about your life that you might not have told anybody before. And that's the dream for man camp, to have guys be able to connect and also to be pushed. It pushes us. Mm-hmm. I believe when we camp, there's something primal inside us that comes out. When I camp, I'm reminded that George Washington and his troops, while they were fighting for a place where I could have freedom, they all camped all the time. In World War II, Battle of the Bulge, storming the beaches of Normandy, it was all preceded by men who were camping. Camping is in our blood. It's in our DNA. Every great thing that's happened in human history has had camping around it in some way, shape, or form. So we get to tap into our primal roots. And I just believe they were too civilized. We go back to that Rocky movie. Rocky's longtime trainer was Burgess Meredith. Rocky wants to fight Mr. T, and Burgess Meredith wants to have nothing to do with it at all. Rocky's pushing him, like, why not? And he says, Elmoidia, you can't Elmoidia. And of course, he doesn't want to hear. Rocky can't stand hearing that the guy who believes in him is telling him, you can't take this fight because this guy will crush you.
Yeah.
And he pushes him as to why this is. And Burgess Meredith says, Rock, somewhere along the line, you got civilized.
Huh.
Rocky, at that time, has graduated to have a mansion, and he's got nice coats and everything. Yeah. And he says,
he's not hungry anymore.
Yeah, he's not hungry. Mm-hmm. This guy, you've gotten civilized. You've lost your edge. You don't need an edge. This guy needs an edge. And for me, camping makes me uncivilized. It just toughens you out. Things that would bother average people in their average walk of life don't bother me because I willfully take those things on when I camp.
Yeah. Mm.
And so that's a major thing that camping brings us. And it's also a major reason why we don't do it. And it's a major reason why we're a nation of whiners.
Mm. All right. Well, shifting gears a little bit, we're going to do a lightning round of questions.
Ooh.
So this is right up your alley. Right. So give us your best advice on starting a fire.
Make sure the wood is dry. Make sure if you can snap the branch, it doesn't snap. You don't start with that. That's green. And here it is. Start with the largest stuff on the bottom and build yourself sequentially to the very smallest stuff on top. Ah. Hey, folks, gravity is real. When you light something, embers fall down.
Yep.
Do not try to start small stuff on the bottom and then build successively larger stuff on top of it. Allow the easy feed of kindling on top to allow sparks to drop down lower.
That's right. Log cabin or bust.
Picking a campsite.
Flatness is the most important thing. Some people look for scenery. It's all about flatness. You want to think ahead to when you're actually sleeping, and you want to have a flat place for you to sleep.
Pooping in the woods.
Take your pants down above your knees. Do not drop your pants down your ankles. Do not take one ankle out. If you take your pants down above the knees, and do not also lean up against a tree to mimic a toilet. No, our bodies were designed to squat. So deep squat, hold on to a tree if you're not flexible enough, but deep squat, pants above the knees so you don't get any soiling on yourself, and it will be amazing.
The elements, rain and wind.
Well, first is a mindset shift. Let's talk about rain.
Yeah.
Do you know what rain is?
Well, yeah.
What is rain?
I think I know.
At its core element, what is rain?
It water.
It's water. Yeah. That's right. It's
like,
water. It's water. It's water. What happens when you go into the shower? What happens to you?
You get wet.
You get wet with what?
Water.
Water. Water. Yeah. What is the one thing that when you spill it in your house, you're never stressed about? What is it?
Water.
It's water. Exactly. Yeah. It's water. The only difference in all these things is water hasn't gotten on our clothes.
Yeah.
Water on our clothes, people, it's no big deal. It's not acid. It's not. Your clothes can get wet. Your hair can get wet. You will not be the Wicked Witch of the West and melt. You won't. So first is just a mindset thing. Go like, oh no, it might rain. It might. It's okay. You'll be fine. Our bodies are waterproof, actually. They are.
Yeah.
It's not going to get into your heart and melt your heart. Now, comfort-wise, if it's cold and it rains, you're going to get uncomfortable. So you're probably going to want to have something. You're probably going to have something for it. And I don't really doesn't matter what it is, just something that will repel the elements. If you're certain it's going to rain, if you're not certain it's going to rain, I wouldn't worry about it. That's what I would say about that. Wind, the only element where wind actually has an impact is with your tent. So if you have a cheaper tent, you're going to want to not go on the very top of the bluff.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Go down the valley or put yourself behind a tree or something like that.
All right. Last one. What do we need to know about camping in the cold?
Okay. Layers are your friend. The more layers, the better. And here's another thing. When I camp, like, I never change my clothes. Yeah. Never change. Like, in civilization, we think we have to change our underwear every day and we have to change. I never change my clothes. Unless I fall in a mud puddle and I hope I have something. But never change your clothes. So when you camp, cotton kills. I'd encourage you to not wear cotton if you can. Wear polyesters. Wear something that can, you know, you can shake the junk out and doesn't retain all the smell. Though I don't ever change my clothes, I layer them a lot. And when I go to bed, I sleep in all my clothes. I hear people say, oh, man, you know, I tell you, you need to get on there and get down to your skivvies. And maybe work for you, but I tell you, I've never found that work for me. Yeah. Never have. So I just sleep with all my clothes on. I've gone straight from the campfire with my down jacket and everything on, just slot right in.
Yeah.
So I do that. And then when you get in there, because again, with cold, around the campfire, it's not a big deal. You can get close to the fire, or you can stand, or you can do deep knee bends to keep warm. It's all about in the tent. So my tricks are go to bed with all your clothes on. Secondly, have something, if you can, to wrap around your neck. Like, I have a sleeping bag liner. It's really thin, and I don't sleep in the liner. I put it around my neck so wind can't get in, or air, cold air can't get in.
Yeah.
And then the final thing, this is like industrial strength. Like, when I think it's going to be really, really bad, like 10 degrees, I will take a Nalgene bottle, I'll boil water, put it in the Nalgene bottle, and then take two socks and knot them up over the Nalgene bottle that insulates that Nalgene bottle. I'll stick in the bottom of my sleeping bag, and then I'm good. It's a radiator that will last all night long.
Dang.
Yeah.
Man, this has been awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today, Brian. And I'm super pumped for Man Camp, and hopefully we see some of you guys out there.
My pleasure. Can't wait to hit the woods with you.
That's right.
There you go.
Hey, we'd love to continue the conversation with you. You can email us both at podcasts@crossroads.net.
Man Skills is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. Special thanks for our sweet theme music to our friend Alex Stevens. Whoop, whoop.